Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Sentinel Coffee, serving Southeast with locally roasted organic coffee and door-to-door delivery. More at sentinelcoffee.com. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney. My first guests today are here to talk about the Brown Sugar Gospel Explosion Concert. Welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah. Here with me in the studio, I've got Jocelyn Miles, Colette Costa, and Marion Cole will be joining us shortly. The three of you are a trio of powerhouse singers, and you're just a small portion of the full serving of Brown Sugar.
Yes.
So this is going to be big. Jocelyn Miles, who is Brown Sugar?
Oh, gosh. Brown Sugar is myself, Salisa Thole, and Erica Lee. You know, we perform around town. We thought, let's get together and try something.
So this is the first ever Gospel Explosion concert that you've put together.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Wow.
Yes.
How's everything going so far?
Everything so far is good.
Yeah.
I'm really excited. We had practice yesterday with some of our soloists, Sherry Patterson is one of our soloists, and she actually made me cry with her medley. So it's going to be amazing.
And Colette Costa, how are you feeling about everything?
Well, Shelley Delaney, thank you for having us, first of all.
Yes.
So happy to be
You're
here
welcome.
In this wonderful studio.
I'm so glad you made it.
Well, look, as Mr. T says, I pity the fool that don't give me time to praise the Lord. That's all I got to say. So, and there are going to be moments of sublime beauty in this. And then, unfortunately, I'm going to sing and everything's going to come to a crash.
Oh, no, she's playing. She's wonderful.
There will be divine inspiration to be had. Yeah.
What made you sign on for this concert?
Colette? Oh, I owe her like $4,000 or $5,000 now.
Oh yeah, I've called it in. I'm calling
yeah,
it
calling
in.
Calling in all the chips. Well, we talked about this a while ago, and that's a lovely idea. And you know, the first time I ever sang in public was in my church, as many of us have, and I was the cantor at our church for years, and. I love singing gospel music. I love singing hymns, and we did, you know, real lot. We had a choir instructor who was really into doing like Latin stuff and doing, you know, requiem masses and this kind of thing. And it was always such a different way to go. And, you know, because you don't get a chance to sing with the Brown Sugar ladies all that often. So, ring-a-ding-ding, there you are.
And Marion Call is joining us now. Hi, Marion.
Hi, Shelley. Oh,
tell
hi.
Me a little bit about why you wanted to get involved with this concert.
Oh, my gosh. It goes back to the Casablanca special that we got to do over the winter. I know some of you guys came all dressed up,
actually,
which is part of the theme.
We're all there.
Yes.
We were all.
Yes, we're all room as alums. The Casablanca event was so much fun, and singing with a live band with these ladies, especially with Jocelyn and Erica, was just mind-blowing. And seeing all of Juno out and dressed up, right? Everybody mm-hmm. dressed up for that show. It was so much fun.
Yeah.
And when Jocelyn proposed doing that again, and everybody getting out in their Sunday best, singing harmonies with a real band, it just felt so exciting. And I'm not particularly religious, but this music is so important to me and so special. And I don't think you need to be particularly to enjoy how life-giving it is, you know? So I would love to see everybody out for this. It is going to be a blast at the Jack, 7 p.m., all like so many of the best voices of Juno are performing. I cannot believe this lineup. So you should absolutely be there.
The lineup's great. Yeah.
And you should wear your Sunday best. I'm buying a hat.
You go in there like, oh, I'm going to come in. I'm going to sing the song. I get in there. I'm like, I'm the worst person here.
She's not the worst person here.
Not true.
Well, relatively speaking, I beg to differ.
Well, Colette, who are some of your favorite performers? Who are you looking forward to hearing on Sunday?
Besides myself,
besides
you mean?
Besides yourself, yes.
Oh, my. Miss Sherry Patterson, I mean, it's always a joy to hear her. She's got power, and it's incredible. You know, it's Brown Sugar, so that's all great, too. We've got these people who are singing, quote, backup, who are not backup singers. They are forward singers, and they are doing us a large by singing this, being our chorus, our choir, basically.
Yeah, we got some friends from the Pride Chorus and some friends from Queens hopping in to sing backup for us, and we're very excited about that. This is going to be a cast of thousands on this stage. I mean,
it will.
Y'all
it
better come
will.
Out, and you better stand up and clap and shout. It's going to be amazing. So this is special too in that we've often had sort of imported gospel music, you know, or R&B and soul. Yeah. We've brought in special guests from outside, but the thing is, we have this here. And Juno, I want you to do me proud by showing up for the talent that already is in town that has never put anything like this together before. I'm pretty excited, so I hope that you will be there. Did you guys talk about Sunday Best?
We did not talk
you
about
did.
Sunday's Best.
Just a little bit. I brought it up because I remember how excited everyone was to dress up for Casablanca, break out the old, you know, furs and hats
from
the back of the closet, from Grandma. We have some great costume folks here in town. People love dressing up. And if you're going to go to a proper gospel show, gospel event, you have to wear Sunday Best, like gloves, hat.
Gloves, hat, get on your tux. You don't need a tux, but, you know, your suit.
The nice Sunday suit.
Your nice Sunday suit.
With the kerchief, and there's a prize, right?
I was going to say, I think there's a contest element here.
Yes, Salt is one of our sponsors. They have graciously donated a $100 gift card for the winner of Sunday's Best. This is an audience choice. So, I'm sure it's going to be hard.
So the audience can vote for anybody who's there, either on stage or in the crowd?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. Are participants allowed to be in this?
No, participants are not allowed to be
in this. I'm wearing a burlap sack.
Castor, we all knew we couldn't compete with your wardrobe.
No, we can't do the wardrobe changes like Castor.
You all got to come to see Jocelyn's hat. It's dumb. Oh, my God. Her hat's bigger than I am.
It's 5 feet across.
It is
amazing.
Not 5 feet across.
It's 4 feet across.
It's just three.
Just three.
It was a minor thing.
You might need to explain to some of our fine Junoites what Sunday Best is.
Well, I'm thinking like pastels, kind of pastel dresses.
No, you don't even have to do pastel dresses. I mean, you can wear hot red and be in your Sunday's Best. Mm-hmm. You could, you know, your hat. You know, I've gone to church, and you know, church for me was way down south, and you know, people. Dapper men in their fine shoes, the handkerchief, the suits. I mean, you match from your shoes, your socks, your hat. It's serious. it's a serious thing. And you know, when you woke up in the morning, you know you had to put on something that was, you know, stunning. And don't come to church in your jeans. You can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-mm. So don't come to Gospel Explosion in your jeans and extra tux.
Do not come to Gospel Explosion in your jeans.
Don't come in your uniform. Set it aside.
I mean,
or dress up your extra tufts.
Yeah, dress totally.
Some ribbons.
We could do Juno Sunday Best. That's all right. You know, it's not too much pressure. But you should know that if you enjoy dressing up to go out, this is going to be a good event for you. I think we should call upon the Juno Reserves. I know everybody goes out in their casuals, but once in a while, when people get ready to dress up, it is amazing.
You know those things you're like, oh, where am I ever going to wear that? This is where.
This Sunday.
Done.
All right. Yep. Brown Sugar Gospel Explosion at the Jack, Sunday, May 19th, 7 p.m. Tickets still available. We are just about out of time, but we do have a little sample of Brown Sugar right here, right now. Oh. I've got your performance from Folk Fest. It's kind of a medley. Starts off with some Aretha, goes into In Vogue. Did you guys have a good time on stage that night?
Oh,
well,
God, yeah. We had a good time.
I don't know if we got permission on this.
No.
Can't we just play just some Aretha? And that would be, well, you do what you need to do, Shelley Delaney. This is your show.
It's my recording.
And let me just say a quick pitch. So we got this Sunday at 6:30, but also this weekend at Goldtown in adjunct to this, we are showing the new Aretha Franklin documentary, Amazing Grace, 7 p.m. tonight, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. It is life-changing.
All right. I hadn't even heard of that. That sounds great.
It's incredible.
Oh, yeah. Are you going to hold your promise to show it again?
Because I'm telling you right now. I'm not lying to you. I'm showing it all summer.
I am going to watch that
it's
so many
be,
times.
I'm going to show it every
Bessie
single
Sims
Sunday.
And I already have a date.
All summer.
Yeah. All right.
That's
well,
going to be Sunday
you.
Best.
Thank you for doing that, Colette. And
you're
Jocelyn
welcome.
Miles, thanks for putting together the Gospel Explosion.
Thank you.
To all three of you, thanks so much for being here today and talking about why you love gospel music.
Amen.
Thank you, Shelley.